What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Bag alert, major bag alert. Bag alert, major burp, 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 bag alert. All right, John, it's no time for another mailbag.
Can you tell it's a Jewish white guy?
It's me, DJ Khaled.
I'm actually balls deep right now into Seinfeld reruns. I mean, it's just, what a show.
So good, right?
I don't know if George quite gets enough credit. He is, I mean, obviously Jerry's the star, but I think George plays a pretty major role in the show, at least the season I watched.
I've thought about this because I've had this conversation with our buddy AJ Writing a lot. Like, if you had to get rid of one character, he sent me one time a couple years ago this thing that was like, you know, you get a dollar, you have like $5 to build your Seinfeld roster, you know?
Yeah.
And I think I put George and his dad on my roster with Putty and Jerry, might have been my group.
Yeah.
But I do think, I've thought about this. I think the hardest, like, Kramer is unique. Elaine's perfect. Jerry's great.
Elaine's really good.
I think George, as great as Kramer is, I think Elaine and George, while a little redundant because they both get angry at stupid shit, are kind of more critical to the feeling of the show. George is perfect. Absolutely perfect.
To me, if you had to pick...
He might be the most valuable player, honestly. Because Jerry, actually, anybody could kind of... I mean, he's great. He's great. Yeah,
but the thing is, with the chicks, he's got to be good-looking enough and, you know, part of
it. But he's kind of the straight man in the whole thing.
No, I know, but his look, he's able to pull off, like, still with some babes.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, specifically, maybe I'm talking more about the actor. I'm just saying George is irreplaceable.
No, I hear you. I think it's closer to being, like, I think George, than the casual person on the outside, views as a role player. I think it's much closer to, like, Clay and Steph than it would be like Steph and like Jordan Poole or something, you know?
Yeah, yep.
I mean, George is a star in the show.
He makes Jerry better because Jerry gets to react to him.
George is incredible. I didn't realize what a great performance George Costanza just has on a consistent basis.
It's why it was hard for him to do another show. I mean, nobody really did another show afterwards except for Veep for
Elaine. Newman got the cameo in Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Yeah. Harder. I mean, yeah, George, no, I George just did another show where he was George. I think it's been
Larry's voice is pretty funny randomly coming in when Larry David will
do like the voice of somebody yelling from the street. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The nokidhungry.org/ham, the fundraiser we've got going. Get in it. We put $10,000 in. Tito's put $5,000. Puesto, fantastic Mexican food, put $2,000 in. And then we want you to join us through the rest of the year, John, in our fundraising campaign.
Yep, get in it right now, nokidhungry.org/ham. Donate. You can write off all tax deductibles. It's very easy.
All right, through the end of the year, as always, we thank our sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. Time to dive in the mailbag. Very easy. You go to iTunes, you leave us a review, 5 stars in that review. You leave us a question. In that question, you can put whatever you want. It could be sports-related, not be sports-related. We always love when you throw in your favorite bar. Support a local business. So let us begin, John, with... this about the Seahawks rebuild. You guys are pretty good at doing what you're doing. I enjoy Middlecoff's sexual metaphors sometimes, like when he talks about the Rams just whipping their nuts out, or in this case, being balls deep in Seinfeld. You guys made a video about the Seahawks just blowing it up after the season. I'm assuming it's Jimmy's last year with the Niners. How crazy would it be if the Seahawks blew it up and signed Jimmy Garoppolo to be their quarterback while they do the rebuild? They could have a starting quarterback who's not horrible. He's not the guy you want for the next 5 to 10 years, but Seahawks as a destination for Jimmy G.
Feels like a hard one to see. Part of it because I think he keeps playing just serviceable. He's going to have a trade market. they don't have any money, you know, in terms of cap space.
Or
and
I just, picks, really. I guess they have second rounders, probably.
Yeah, but even like, I mean, what's is even now, if Jimmy got traded, he's still probably going for like a third, fourth. You know, Jimmy's not getting, to me, a second round pick. Do you think? If he just plays like he's played the last several weeks?
No, I don't, probably not. I don't think so.
Like, wouldn't the Niners just take like a fourth?
Yeah, I mean, they would take anything, really. They're not in a position to say no. At the end of the day, they'll take somebody's offer.
Let's say he did have a bunch of options. Do you think he's trading him to Seattle?
Well, I mean, I don't think Kyle would be opposed to it necessarily, because I think Kyle would look at it like, I can beat him. There's a reason I replaced him. So I don't think it's for him, you know, like, we're not trading him in the division. I don't think he looks at Jimmy that way. Now, to me, it wouldn't be crazy for Seattle. I don't know if it totally, like, they would trade Russell, get multiple picks back. They're not, are they getting Daniel Jones back in that trade? That doesn't really make sense for them. No. So, you know, it probably doesn't make sense for them to then draft a rookie quarterback and have that guy play right away. So even though I don't think this happens, I actually, when you kind of unfold it, I don't think it's as crazy as it sounds.
Yeah, the Texans, there's just going to be a lot of teams interested that I think are, it's a
much. If you're
much
Jimmy,
more...
would you rather play for the Texans or the Seahawks? We don't know who the, we don't, you know, if Pete's, let's say Pete's there.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of moving parts. I think there are just going to be people that know him, that believe in him, that are going to want him. And hell, Denver could strike out. Like, I think there would just be some better football, situations.
Next up, this is from B. Rush, longtime listener, 5-star pod. With all the buzz on the new coaching hires around college football, like Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly, it's getting me excited to find out who the Raiders might hire as their head coach. Any realistic thoughts that come to mind of someone who might be a great fit or hire? Well, I mean, I'd bail on Rick Bisaccia, John, if he gets them to the playoffs. Oh, were you about to yell somebody's name?
Who's got it better than us? Nobody.
Michigan.
He took a massive pay cut. I mean, they thought about firing him last year. Now, he's come storming back, but I'd say Harbaugh has a little, like, Trumpian Portnoy pettiness to him, you know, that I'm not saying he's, like, out on Michigan because he's clearly giving him his all. But would it totally shock you that if he bounced after this season?
Well, he has talked to the Raiders. The Raiders have been interested before. I think the question would be, does he think what he did was the perfect storm, or does he think it's the beginning of what is next, where he can beat Ohio State for the next, you know, 6 years or something like that? But there would be something to, you know what? I just climbed this mountaintop. I did what I came here to do. How can it get better than this? He left Stanford after he won the Orange Bowl, albeit, you know, he went to the 49ers, so he's already done that once. He hadn't been to the NFL as a head coach before. But I could see that. Yes. I don't think that's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy. He took Stanford to the top, and it was like, all right, that's with luck, and that's as far as they go. You know, I don't think it's crazy. Leave them before they leave you.
I could see, I mean, that to me, it's a pretty big swing, but I think Doug Peterson would make a lot of sense. A guy that can coach quarterbacks, a guy that's had success as a head coach, a guy that's worked in a crazy market who's just used to it. I think Doug Peterson, if you're leaving rich, to you, doesn't he make a ton of sense for Derek?
Yeah, I think he makes – I think one thing with Doug, even though it ended weird in Philly, feels like Doug's just solid. And I don't mean he can't win. I mean, he won a championship.
He's a normal guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's stable. Stable is the word I'm looking for. He's just stable.
He doesn't need, like, Doug Peterson was around, like, Marino and Favre as a player. Like, he's not some ego man. Like, he's been around the
He used to do a radio show. Remember when he was Favre's backup?
Yeah.
He just, like, go to the bar and hang out. Yeah, he just go to the bar and hang out. He hosted the show, I think, was part of the story.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
Next up, this podcast is a must listen for sports info and entertainment. Connected, hilarious. Been listening for 2+ years, never miss an episode. My question is, how many college recruits can Lincoln Riley take from the porthole versus how many he can offer a full ride? What's the max number for both? Thank you again for all the entertainment. He can do whatever he wants. As many scholarships as he has is as many people as he can take. So if he's got 25 scholarships, he could take 25 guys out of the portal if he wanted. All the scholarships are the same, one-year scholarships. So, he can do whatever he wants.
When I take that guy, so let's say a guy, I'm at Alabama. I redshirted in 2019. I play. Does 20 not count? for anybody? 20
is a free year. So if you were a senior in 20, you got to play again this year. Anything else you were in 20, you got another.
Okay, just, so let's say I'm a freshman.
Eligibility standpoint.
I'm a freshman in 2021 this season, and I'm at Alabama. And I redshirted, and I realized Nick's like, you know, you're not going to play at minimum for 2 more years, and I transfer. Do I then have 4 more years to play for? Like, does my clock?
If I was a redshirt, yeah.
Yep, does my clock when I transfer just stay what it is wherever I go? Right.
Mm-hmm. So if you redshirted this year, you get one free transfer without sitting out a year. So you could transfer to Caleb Williams. Didn't transfer this year. Didn't redshirt at Oklahoma. Didn't play in 2020. Right. He was a true freshman.
He's got 4 years to play 3 moving forward.
So, yes, then he could transfer, play right away, and have three more years of playing left in him.
So I think you have to do a little balancing act.
Spencer,
right?
Rattler, here's another example. He redshirted, right, 2 years ago?
Yep.
Then was a redshirt freshman this year? Is that right?
No, he's a multi-year star. I mean, 2020 didn't count, but he started in 2020.
Did he redshirt the year before that?
Jalen
I thought
Hurts
he redshirted 1 year.
This is Jalen Hurts' second year. So Jalen Hurts was a starter 3 years ago.
So he redshirted. Okay, yeah. So he redshirted. Then 2020, he was a redshirt freshman. So I'm sorry, 2019, he redshirted. Okay, so it doesn't count. 2020, he comes out and plays as a redshirt freshman.
Luckily, right? That year doesn't count.
Right. So he could, in theory, transfer with 3 years still left to play and play right away.
To me, what happens like when sophomores and juniors transfer and they have, you know, 2 or 3 years, you know, 2 or 1 year left, wouldn't you rather go if you're a big program with younger guys? Because you
for
are
sure.
Kind of living short.
For sure. But you could bring in a guy who played as a, you could bring in a guy that was a senior this year that like played his fourth year of college football, but has a free year. So you could do that.
But that absolutely used to happen a lot with the graduate transfers.
With grad transfers.
You knew what you were getting.
That part's not weird. It's just
well,
that
the grad transfer.
Grad
I had to give them a scholarship, right? They got a scholarship.
Yeah,
too.
You got. Yeah, but now it's like you can play a guy who's played. Grad transfers used to have played 3 years of football, but had another year of footplank, but had been in college for 4 years, right?
Is this impacting college basketball a lot? Are guys moving around at rapid rates in college basketball?
Yeah.
Are we only scratching the surface?
The difference is in college
isn't
basketball.
Isn't this going to be nuts in the next
well,
like,
five years? I think like what Washington's doing this year, where an established quarterback looks like Jake Haner, our guy, is going with the coach. Like that's, yeah, it is going to be. The free year of eligibility is what really, and it's really crazy right now because you had the free year and then you add to the free year, the free transfer year. So,
but the free transfer year is not changing. Right.
Right. I'm saying you've got two crazy things going on. You've got the new free transfer year and you've got a year that didn't count against your eligibility.
So you're saying
last
like
year.
3 or 4 years when we get farther enough away from 2020 and everyone's just on a normal cycle, maybe it's a little less crazy.
No, I think it'll still be crazy. It's just this year you have more players because you have more guys that were in like more people were eligible to play college football this year than normally.
Didn't Chip Kelly have like 5 or 6 transfers starting on his team this year?
A lot of teams had a lot of guys, yeah. Especially guys that change jobs and move up, bump up a level, or even if they don't bump up a level. But that's where you take, I'll just take my 4 best players from Buffalo.
Well, that's what Dabo said, we'll never do that, because they don't do junior college transfers. They just believe in the culture.
But they're not junior college guys.
No, I know, but they haven't done that yet. I wonder if you eventually have to change, because even Saban has
A coordinator comes, maybe, and brings a quarterback with them, you know?
Saban has a Ohio State wide receiver. He had Dickerson, who transferred from Florida State. To me, you got to be open-minded to everything. I don't care who you are.
No, I mean, who's turning down solutions? All right. Moving along, John. This is from TJ. Love the show. Always putting up great content. Hopefully a non-sports mailbag question is okay. Absolutely. They're welcome here. I heard you guys talking about Nick Saban jamming out to Gimme Shelter after every game. I travel a lot for work, and I've always played the same song during takeoff. Is there a song either of you turn on while you're doing something? Maybe Nick and I are crazy. TJ.
I can't believe he didn't put the song that he plays. That is devastating. I mean, I need to know the song during takeoff.
She packed her bags last night, pre-flight. Maybe it's Elton.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it would be, is it something kind of negative as you're flying off, or is it something positive? I don't know.
Does he have anxiety?
Maybe. I mean, do you not listen when they tell you to turn the equipment off?
I have not put my phone in airplane mode in 4 years.
No, because you know it's a complete lie.
Oh, I've is seen it
breakdowns on YouTube? Yeah, it's a complete lie.
Then what's why the, I don't? Why I don't would think they lie about it?
I don't know. Just out of principle, they wanted your shit off, so you were attentive.
So your phone doesn't ring?
No, I think just so you're attentive. If something happens on, you know, as you're taking off, something goes wrong, you can listen.
But I can't get a signal. Nothing's happening anyway.
But I'm saying if you're listening to music, isn't that part of it? Like,
yeah, but I just download the music to my phone.
Well, I know. Well, that's why no one turns it off anymore. But
I'm saying I don't need to. I don't quite get what the angle is. Is it, were they afraid that it would interfere with some equipment, but it doesn't actually? That would be my question.
I didn't dive deep enough on it. I just remember reading or watching on a YouTube. It was a complete lie. And I was like, I believe it because I've done it before and nothing happened. So is everyone.
Unless the pilot's in there like, ah, fuck, someone's got their phone on, whatever. It, like, it doesn't really affect anything. Maybe that's, yeah. We need maybe a pilot. Anyway, any song, do you go to like a go-to?
I'm a pretty musically just all over the place. Like, I just, whatever I hear that I'm liking, I kind of gravitate. I'm always moving. I'm sticking in. I'm like a Floyd Mayweather in the ring with music. Like, I get on kicks, and then I gravitate towards something else, and it's like I don't stick for something for long.
Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And, of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Oh, the places ground beef from ButcherBox can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone, go to your iPad, download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert? Get outside. Enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
I got to tell you about the Eufy video lock. I've spent years trying to upgrade my security system at the house with one of those big name companies that, I'll be honest, sucks. I got the Eufy video lock and it's an automatic improvement. That's Eufy, E-U-F-Y, video lock. It's easy to install, just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. And now I've got the keyless entry. I always go for walks. I don't want to take keys. I hate stuff in my pockets. I go without the keys. The fingerprint recognition lets me in less than 1 second. There's no monthly fees. You have your recordings locally. You never have to pay for storage. I love knowing that doorbell ring was just a delivery. I don't have to jump up and get it. Or if I'm out of town, I can look. I can see the landing in front of the door and tell the neighbor, hey, do you mind swinging by and picking up something? I love the 3-in-1 video smart lock from Eufy, and you will too. So search Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I think it's hard. I'm with you. I think we're similar in that way. I don't like to have too much control over the music because I'll just listen to the same 25 songs if I do. You know what I mean? And that gets boring. So I let Pandora choose for me. That said, probably 2 or 3 years ago, maybe it was last year actually, after the Michael Jordan doc, everyone always pays attention to Sirius, the song that they play for the Bulls introductions.
Yeah.
But the song that never gets enough attention from the Bulls is after the introductions, as the players are walking onto the floor and dapping each other up, and Michael and Magic are shaking hands, and the referees are testing their whistles, and the crowd is up, and the lights have now come up. They played Van Halen Right Now, is the name of the Van Halen song. I can't play it for you because then YouTube would take this video down.
Yeah.
I took the first, I think it's like a minute of that song before the words come in. It's got like a piano that starts, and then the guitar, and then the electric guitar. I looped that minute into like a 10-minute file. And sometimes I'll start my day with that. I haven't done it in a while. This question actually reminded me of it, that I, for a while, I was just like, get the morning coffee, just put that thing on. And it's not like headbanger, just kind of gets your mind right. So that would be my answer to that question. I would say Van Halen's Right Now, the first minute, just fucking fantastic.
That's a good one. I might, after we finish this, walk down to the gym, and if I do, I'm going to think I'm just going to listen to Gimme Shelter the whole way there. That feels like, if Nick will do it, I don't think he's randomly listening to that song.
If it's good enough for Saban, I think it's good enough for everybody else. 808 State fan, feed the kids donation made from Hawaii. Love the pod. Have two kids myself, 3.5 years old, a little over 2. Shave it or save it. Love it. Buzzed it. Clipper last myself at 21, 22. Shaved it at 24, 25 years old. Could have done it at 20 or 21 if I had someone tell me. Told John to come to Kauai to golf instead of Maui on IG, but nightlife here is non-existent. One day, keep up the good work. Love the blend of the topics. Niner fan since the late 80s, early 90s. Born in 82. Since seen a bunch of Niners on the island growing up. They used to visit post-Super Bowl. Old school QB challenge used to be on the island. Even the older guys. Ooh. Golden years like Plunkett and Co.
Love it.
There you go. 808 Deli in Kihei. Amazing pudding.
Maui's the shit. I mean, when you're just there, you're like, this place is awesome. I remember me and Jeff, we played a little golf, and then we took a day off. We were there for like 6 days. Then we're going to play golf again. He's like, let's go get some lunch. Maybe it was like early lunch, probably like 10:30, 11. He's like, I saw on the internet the number one food truck for mahi fish burritos is down the street from where we're going to play golf at Wailea. So we go down there. It's just this truck on the side. We had it, and it's like $10 a burrito, and it just melts in your mouth. You're like, God, the water's right there. Mm. You're like, how do you beat this place?
I know. So good.
How do you? And I know the East Coast elites, they got their spots over there. you just don't. It's a long, Hawaii's a long way, right? If you live in New York,
and just like their places are a long way for us.
Yeah, it just, I just, Hawaii just is sweet.
Next up from Mark, he says, best sports show out there. The Search Bar in Chula Vista lets me get my Tito's on. The Search Bar in Chula Vista. Here's the question. Would you rather the 49ers win one playoff game this year and are bounced, or that they use this year for developing Trey Lance but did not make the playoffs?
Playoffs.
Yeah, your playoff one and done in the playoffs this year.
Well, I was just thinking, like, that playoff weekend, January, their last game's the 9th, so that following week, that's a really big deal. It's a really big deal to be in that mix. And not like last year when you're the, remember the Bears? Like most teams in the playoffs, unless you have a major injury, like you talk that week like you got a chance to win, mm-hmm. right? You're usually not like a 15-point underdog. If the Niners played the Cowboys and somehow got to like 10-7 and the Cowboys were 11-6, what would you guess the spread would be? Like Cowboys -3? Like it'd be a, it's not like they're going to be a -8.
Yeah, 2.5.
Yeah, so it's like, that's a big, it'd be a really, really big deal, guy, for Kyle to make the playoffs this year. It keeps
now,
you, the consumer, interested.
Yeah. Ask me again after 2 weeks after they lose, and I'm like, ah! Idiot, 855. That's his name. Only sports pod I can stand. Hey, guys, how about calling your new segment Cough It or Quaff It? That's not bad. Doesn't include my name, though, so I hate it. But that's a good name. Cough It or Quaff It, instead of Shave It or Save It. Anyway, I just have one question. Why does Middlecoff hate Gabe Kapler so much? It's like the guy who ran over his childhood pet or something. Keep up the good work.
I don't hate anybody. There's no hate in my heart.
You're not buying it.
Toward any human being that I've never met.
Okay.
And honestly, even people I've met, I try to spend less and less time getting angry about anybody. I have a hard time with people that I think are fake. And it's why I think most politicians, like there's not a worse job to me in the world than being a politician, because your whole life is fake. You say one thing when you actually, and I understand part of life, you can't always just be blunt and tell the truth. I think everything the guy says, I feel like, is he putting on an act? Clearly they had a really good season. It's weird because I want them to be good, but I want him to fail. And I don't know. Maybe I'll just be wrong. I think Farhan's great.
He is. It's going to be harder and harder because I don't know what a manager does anymore. Manage people, as a friend of mine in baseball told me. Like, well, he manages people. Valder 21 says, 5 stars. Haberman singing Bag Alert deserves to be on my Spotify rewind this year. Best song in the business. See the song that John mocked.
Why mock your version?
Of course. As I deserve to be mocked. I can't sing. You guys have been on fire with the locks. Well, thanks for putting cat 11 to 12. Thanks for putting cash in the pockets of this teaching intern. My question is, what do you think you will do with your winnings? Any shot we can get some cool ham merch, hoodies, or beanies for the winner, maybe, so we can show our support? Love you guys. Be sure to check out Horrocks if you are ever in East Lansing.
Well, I was thinking about getting to like, you know, 12 grand, so like 6 each, and just like, I don't know, taking a girl on like a Aspen vacation for the weekend or something. I've already had that in my mind. But, you know, there's a big weekend, guy. We got $1,000 on the table. We'll be down to $3,500 before you even blink. And then we start doing, you splitting it. We're like, we don't have as much as we thought.
I was thinking, how big would we go on the Super Bowl? Put a little aside and then go big on the Super Bowl. But we got to get there. That's what I was thinking in the midst of an 11-game win streak.
Well, it's already crossed my mind. Like, make a couple big bets during the playoffs, college football playoff, you know, the Super Bowl, $5,000 bet on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's, I mean, exactly. But
all of a sudden, we got $47,000 in there.
But right now, I've learned one thing in life. You start spending money you don't have, and the money you think you have can become money you definitely are never getting very quickly. So we got to lock in here.
Truth.
I mean, are these college bets we've been doing to me? It's a little risky. Danny G says, love the pod. You put out some great content every week. I look forward to listening. Thank you, Danny. Question regarding the Niners. Assuming Jimmy's gone, where do you think they should spend the cap space that becomes available? Corner and D-line depth seems like obvious needs. Perhaps a veteran backup behind Trey. Any impact free agents come to mind? What they might look to sign. Relatedly, any Niner contracts coming up they may not choose to re-sign. I sure hope building through the draft isn't the main strategy next year. My favorite bar is the Lube Room in Dorrington, CA. Highway 4 just before Bear Valley. I'm afraid, but I feel obligated to Google this.
The lube room?
Is this a real place? And is it? Yeah, it's just a saloon. Here's the lube room saloon.
Pretty good little, pretty cool little website. Yeah. I love a good saloon with snow on top of it. Honestly, we didn't even listen to his question, but. Building through the draft.
Yeah, who should the Niners not bring back? Oh, where should they spend their cap space if Jimmy's not back?
Well, they're going to need a corner, right? Maybe two. And maybe buy an offensive lineman. You just can always do that. I would never have any issue with buying offensive, defensive linemen and corners. I would look at those two positions. Because to me, Kyle is going to figure it out with skill guys.
I'll tell you
what,
this.
What about buying a tight end?
Yeah.
To go with George.
If they're...
I text a buddy in the league about Ertz. I'm like, do you think Ertz is going to be worth... Is he a multi-year contract at this point? He's like, I think he's probably a one-year moving forward. Would Ertz...
Love Ertz.
You get him for like one... I mean, five seems cheap.
Seems too low.
But I don't know if he's as good anymore. And he can't block. I'd do $1.5 million. Hey, you want to come home? Problem is like... It's like, well, you want to win a championship? He's like, I already won a ring. Walk-off touchdown, Super Bowl, Patriots, remember? So it's like, if I'm Ertz, I've already accomplished the main step. Well, I'm trying to rack up some cash.
Here's the thing, he's
want to play for good teams.
Five isn't nuts. I mean, he's making 8.5 this year.
Yeah, he's gonna get a reduction.
Yeah. I like that idea a lot, actually.
Brent Jones, you know, was like a father figure for him growing up. Like, they were close, him and Brent.
Robert Tonyan's a free agent.
Tore his ACL, though.
Remember? Mike Gesicki, they're bringing him back.
I don't hate Gesicki. I like that. But to me, Gesicki feels like he might cost a little something.
Yeah, I think he will. Was there another part of this? Oh, veteran quarterback. I mean, I'd love I don't know that they need to spend there. Because Kyle does pretty well getting backup production out of backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, to me, can you get the equivalent of like what the Bills did this year? A Mitch type guy for $3 million. I'm cool. Yeah. Would you rather just have like an $800,000 guy?
Yeah,
like
I'd rather draft a guy in the, I don't know, find somebody else's, whatever.
Trey gets hurt, you're fucked. So.
Yeah, I'm not. This is from MJW49ers. Great seeing you guys blowing up. Even better that you're getting the money bag for the best vodka around. Question. McGlinchey isn't the player we all hoped he'd be. Jalen Moore seems solid. I think he has upside. What do you think the Niners would net in an offseason trade? Would they get a second or a third, shed the salary, and allocate it towards a cornerback? McGlinchey.
He has a torn quad.
So not a second? Is that what you're saying?
I just remember being in some free agent meetings when you kind of go around the room and, you know, my job – you know, as much as I was a scout, was always to be like, well, it's the injury history, Middlecoff. And I just, you know, well, he's got concussion, this torn quad. Now, obviously, McGlinchey's a famous enough player. Most people would like, he has a major injury. That's a pretty big major injury. Torn quad for a guy who I wouldn't exactly call has Trent Williams feet. I mean, I hate to say it because I do think his heart's in the right place and he's a solid player. And we had him on the podcast a couple years ago and I want to like him a lot. I just don't know how good he is, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, I think next year will probably be his last year in the Niners.
I do think he's an NFL starter.
At a key position.
Yeah. I do think – do you think he's a starter?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do too. And I think he's your guy, and you know what you're getting with him. I think it makes sense to keep him around. Depending on what you pay him.
I think if you look back and you went, worry about that. They got McGlinchey in the third round. That's a good pick. It was like, where'd you get McGlinchey? Ninth overall?
Yeah, I know. As Colton Miller?
He's quieted a little.
This is from Super Sleeper. Love the pod. As much as I love winning money, now I can do both and listen. Keep up the hot streak. Well, thank you. New streak starts today. With Debo and Bosa playing the way they are, it seems like big contracts are coming up. Curious to hear what you think about the priorities will be to keep this team together. And if they are able to dish out contracts with Trent, George, Fred, Eric, D4, Jimmy, all making big money. Cool story. My fiance and I are having a destination, maybe wedding in Key West. We were down there last week doing some planning, and we watched the Niners-Rams game at the Conch Republic. Great bar and seafood. Bartender was a diehard Eagles fan and told me Jimmy G was at the bar this summer, was a super nice guy, left a massive tip for everyone at the bar doing, oh, period. So Jimmy was great, left a massive tip for everyone at the bar. Nice, Jimmy. Anyway, for the wedding, we're doing his and hers drinks. Here is my Tito's-based drink. Tropical Tito's Mule. 1.5 ounces of Tito's vodka. 1 ounce of passion fruit juice puree. 1 ounce of lime juice. 2 ounces of pineapple juice. 6 ounces of ginger beer. Keep up the great content. Always supporting from the East Coast in Providence, Rhode Island. Mm, that sounds like a good drink.
I think Jimmy's good people. You know, he's no one's ever questioned too. Jimmy being good people.
And I think every time, I said this a few weeks ago, every time I watch Jimmy do a press conference, I think he handles all of that comes with being a quarterback really well. The criticism, the spotlight.
Grant asked him after he won the game on Sunday. He's like, Jimmy, the last question was like, Jimmy, there was a report this morning by Rap Sheet that you're going to get traded after the season. And Jimmy's like, just won. Jimmy was like, yeah, man, I haven't seen that. It's just like, it kind of sucks. Like, I like Grant, but I think sometimes just like, goddamn.
The Rap Sheet report is like I don't understand why that's being treated as news.
Well, because I don't think he, I think you run out. You know, it's like us I guess in the
I
summer.
Do understand.
It's like us in the summer. Like there's not as much to talk about, right? From like May to probably July. I think like week 7 through about 12 for some of the guys, the insiders. Like, what's Rap Sheet bringing to the table like this Sunday morning? Like, what really is there? Like, you know,
my favorite part of Sunday morning is the last 5 minutes before the games when it's like, Glazer, here's who's in, here's who's out. It's like, I know, I read it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb is in. I know, he warmed up an hour ago.
Yeah, we see it, buddy.
They already put out their inactives.
The team tweets out who's playing.
So anyway, who are you keeping together? I mean, Trent staying, Georgia staying. D Ford's not. Jimmy's not.
I would try to get Armstead to take a pay cut. D Ford, you're kind of stuck with his contract. Jimmy's gone. Yeah. I mean, I think their core really next year is Trent.
Is there a Fred Warner restructure coming?
No, not a year in, I don't think. Unless Al Shazier, you know, does he have 25 tackles Sunday?
Aziz Al Shire?
It's a hard name to say, but I like him. 51, good player.
I mean, the real question is how much does Debo get?
You know, let's see if how healthy Debo can stay. I'm not opposed to playing another year on a contract
year.
What's
the tag coming in 23?
The problem is that's not Parag. They always try to get a cheap deal. I think they'll try to get him for like $35 million guaranteed this year.
Like as he's like recovering from a hammy, that's when you sign him.
And then the Niners will treat out. We just got we just signed the highest running back contract in the history of the league. Trying to give themselves credit.
That Kid Monarch says, love the pod. 5 stars. If Mayock gets let go, who do y'all see as possible GM replacements? Heard both of you speak highly of Adam Peters. Would he take the Raiders job? Is it appealing?
No.
To which?
No, I can't say no. I mean, I don't know if he'd take it or not. Is it appealing? I think it's a little chaotic. It's just, I'd be a little nervous.
Yeah, I think the one thing that would make it appealing is absolute control.
If Mark hires you first and lets you hire the coach, for sure. And that's that's a very appealing general manager job. So, yeah, if he hires you first, I think it's very, very NFL appealing. Look, Adam Peters was trying to get the job for Matt Rhule last year. So if Mark Davis is going to hire him and hand him the keys to the franchise, and the one thing is in the NFL, it's not the Oakland A's, right? You do have – every team has money to spend, and clearly the Raiders have spent money under Gruden's time. You do have a quarterback on the roster. But to me, if he hires a coach first, Gruden style,
that person has power.
Then to me, it's a little less appealing.
Agreed. Much less appealing, actually. I would say I wouldn't take it if I'm a quote-unquote GM, unless I know the guy.
I think I'm expecting package deal.
I would love to see Harbaugh's GM.
Balky. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I don't know.
Lewis Riddick, you just mentioned him, package deal.
I don't know. What if Harbaugh just like, yeah, we're just going to go GM-less.
I mean,
it's not, and Harbaugh would be like, it's not even like I want a scout. I don't even like that, but I just don't want a GM talking to me.
Z says, do you guys think the Shanahan offense of a hard-nosed running back has led to the team's recent years of injury proneness? like Kittle, running backs always going down, offensive linemen getting hurt. How many wins do you think the Niners would have this year if they did what the Patriots did, went all in on Mac Jones? I know his ceiling is lower, and in the long run, but from what you have seen from Mac this year, is he better or worse than you thought? Also, can I get a Cowboy steak? What's their biggest problem? I've never liked paying Dak, and my biggest fears are turning into realities. Let's rattle through. Do you think the hard-nosed offense has led to injuries? Yes, I do, and I've thought that for a while. You?
Yes, for sure.
But I love the offense. You just need 12 running backs. How many more wins would the Niners have if Mac Jones was the quarterback, and is he better or worse than you thought?
Maybe a win, but I don't think him, the way Jimmy's played the last couple weeks, there's no difference between the players.
Yeah, I don't even know if they'd have a win more. He has been a little better than I thought. I thought he'd be solid. I didn't think he'd win like this, but he went to New England, so that helps a lot.
Yeah, I mean, some of their wins, this is by far the biggest game. I mean, you know there's supposed to be 25-mile-an-hour winds Monday Night Football in Buffalo?
No, I did not know that.
We'll see. Like, he's beat up on a Titans team leaking oil. The Browns were in shambles. He beat the Jets twice. I'm not trying to take anything away from him because I've been impressed. He throws for 150 yards a game, their defense and run game. Let's see Buffalo. Because I could see a Mac come back to Jesus moment.
I agree. It's a long year.
I guess
it's a
come
long
back to Earth,
3 years.
Not a comeback
to Jesus.
come back to Earth. Talk to Jesus. Two separate.
You went to the church every Sunday as a child. Please, son, come back to Jesus. Give up the drugs. Come back to Jesus. And the Seahawks. Wrong silver. Cowboys, what's their biggest problem? I'd say they're not proven winners. That'd be my first issue with them. And I'm not sure if they're good enough. I'm not sure if they're well enough coached. And I'm not sure if their quarterback's a primetime guy. If you're talking about like winning a championship.
I've had people slide into my DMs just because a lot of like Eagles, Giants people just from the NFC stuff follow me. And they have said like, you know, Dak Prescott gets a little bit of a pass. He's got a little Stafford quality. The better the team and the bigger the game, sometimes he has not played as well. Something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I think there's something too. They're just missing something. I think part of it is, does that team really know how to win?
Because he does. I think Dak has this more even than Stafford. People want to really root for Dak. He's a very likable guy. You hear him talk, you're like, God damn, I like this guy.
Yep.
Where it's like Rodgers is kind of the opposite. I gotta hate this guy. And then you watch Rodgers and you're like, Jesus, this guy's good. I always have that thought. Like, Rodgers is not my type guy. And then I watch him and I go, is this the best player I've ever seen?
I know. I watched the thing where Dak saw the little kid this year and the little kid thought he was somebody else. What did he say? He's like, aren't you? He's like, no, I'm Dak Prescott.
He thought he was Mahomes.
Mahomes, yeah. I was like, Dak is, and then watching him in Hard Knocks, the best part of Hard Knocks was just Dak. Like, he's just high level.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? You can always count on Middlecoff for a Jimmy Johnson video. Anything goes wrong for the Cowboys.
It's hard to beat that video. It was a candlestick. Jerry's about 40 years old, walking out. It's a great
Jimmy video. Johnson has more hair than the collective Shave It or Save It contestants.
Aikman's holding like Michael Irvin's kid with a huge chewing. Massive chew. In a locker room, guy, that's the NFL less than 30 years ago. That locker room is shittier than Davis High's locker room. The NFL was a completely different world in the 90s than it is now.
Do you know what year Jimmy Johnson was born in? Quick, top of your head. Don't even think.
I mean, 41.
Yeah, 1943.
How old is he?
78.
He still looks damn good for a 78-year-old, doesn't he?
He looks incredible. That's what made me look.
He has great hair. Do you think your hair is going to be that good that old? Your dad a good hair guy still?
No.
But is he ever a good hair guy like in most of your life?
No. They say it's your mom's dad.
Your mom's dad's good genetics?
He had thick hair till the very end. Yep.
Israel guy?
Yeah. Yep.
A lot of hair in Israel?
Oh, yeah.
It's like they're bald Jews.
It's very hairy people. I'm sure, but
Larry David.
A lot of arm hair.
Oh, yeah, you guys are hairy, but I'm just saying, like, a lot of you guys lose your hair.
There's a great line. You've been watching Larry David?
Yeah.
The man asked him to pray for his father. He's like, I don't pray. He's like, well, how do you know there's no God, Larry? And Larry goes, because I'm bald.
That was a good line.
All right, mailbag. Thanks for hanging. That turned out to be a much longer mailbag than we thought, but that's okay. You guys stuffed the iTunes reviews with mailbag questions, and we appreciate your engagement and your contribution to this content.
Let's go.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.